Good morning. I'm Miranda Breath, and this is Miranda's Message. This week, I talked to Becky Hines, who is a nutritional consultant with Centrisoda. First off, she tells us a little bit about a typical day.
So I'm an on-farm nutrition consultant with Centrisoda, and so what I do every day, I'm going on-farm to customers and prospective customers, talking with them about quality forages, feeding livestock, whether it's your beef cows, calves, steers, dairy cows, calves, dry cows, heifers, any of those groups, really consulting on farm with how can we help you reach your goals on farm, and as far as can we be more efficient, can we make better quality forages, some of the things tailored around what are your current issues and how can we help you get to where you want to be.
How have you seen consulting farmers with their nutrition values help them and their cattle or animals?
I think more it's about asking questions. So what does the producer want? Where can we get? And being really the deliverer of new information. Typically, I'll go on to different meetings throughout the year, get more information about nutrition. This week, I'm going to an informational seminar that'll be a three-day period. So me being able to bring that new and updated information back to the producers and sharing information about what other farms are doing, I think really helps them open up their eyes and ears to understanding more about what we can bring to the table and starting to ask themselves questions. What can I do to make my farm better? What can I do to make it better for my kids? Really just opening that to understand, really look at a big picture rather than just what we've done for 40 years on this farm.
Do you enjoy meeting with farmers and developing relationships with them?
That is the most fun part about my job. I think getting the networking is really important, whether it's to industry people or on farm, getting your name and your face out there. My favorite call on farm is actually the first call I make on farm. So it's introducing myself, getting to know those people, understanding what makes them, what drives them, what makes them want to farm, why they're doing it. That is really a lot of fun for me to really try and understand these families and what they're doing and why they're doing it.
How did you decide to be a consultant?
So I went to college at South Dakota State, really was interested in nutrition at that point. One of the professors told me that, well, you can't be a nutritionist unless you go to school for 6 years. I said, well, I don't want to stay in school that long. I got my four-year degree, went into a sales role doing dairy sanitation and milk quality, which followed up later. I found out I could do sales of nutrition products and balancing rations without a six-year degree, being a titled nutritionist. So at that point, I got into sales and then started understanding more about the industry and understanding that sales, I'm not a car salesman, I'm not a pushy product person. I didn't want to be that. I want to be helpful. I want to help people get to where they want to be. And it kind of started out with that first job being in sales and really understanding that it's not pushy sales like some people think.
What advice do you have for young men and women who are interested in the agricultural field?
I think the biggest thing is to get involved. Get involved in your on-farm communities. My biggest driver for me was 4-H. I was involved in 4-H and showing cattle growing up. Got on-farm to friends and family farms, helping them do chores. That really drove me to wanting to do what I wanted to do in agriculture. Even for people who have been on farm their whole lives, I think it's a good idea to get out onto some other farms, get out maybe doing another job completely for a couple of years, understanding a little bit more and maybe being a little bit more appreciative after that.
Have you had any advice or help from people around you, like family members, professors, that have driven you to do what you're doing today?
Absolutely. There have been so many people involved in my life process, I could say, as getting to where I'm at today. I could name 25 people off the top of my head. A few really important key people actually let me on their farms, let me work with their cattle, taught me how to work cattle, taught me how to what feedstuff was, how we feed and why we feed, and I think that was probably the best part about it is people who are willing to open their arms and open their doors to me and let me see and help them every day and teach me, be willing to teach me and be patient with me throughout my learnings and help me get to where I wanted to be today.